Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5 of the Nation. We are 1 hour from Brad Sham taking over these airwaves with his Cowboys Hour Monday night presentation there. And Brevin Spanford will be tonight's guest. Looking forward to hearing more from him. Trying to get Fergie booked for tomorrow, our Cowboys player show, scheduled for Thursdays around 5:30. But, of course, they're going to be playing football coming up this Thursday. So trying to get Ferguson locked in for tomorrow. A lot to talk about, including that turkey glove that he put on to celebrate. Here's the boys with the two guys in a booth.
All righty, we love to do this 9-hour Cowboys game day here on 105.3 The Fan, and a Turkey Day edition with Brad, Babe, Christy, and a little two guys, one booth.
Sounds good, fellas. Let's go ahead and start with Brad Sham setting the table for a Thanksgiving Cowboys game day, and he's got a little bit of a request for America's team.
In the name of Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese, can we please just be grateful today? Can we put aside all of the nonsense and just be grateful for who we're with and what we have? Because we are up here, and we're grateful for you sharing it with us.
Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese, is that a...
I tried to look this up, and there is a Mickey Mouse grilled cheese in Disney. But otherwise,
oh, yeah?
I think he was just kind of pulling this one out. It was just random two things.
His comfort level in that booth, man, he just knows, all right, I got the headset. I can do and say whatever I want.
The voice here that I have.
If I want to drop Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese into a proclamation, so be it.
It's going to sound good. And I guess those are two things that most people like.
I mean, yeah, I grilled cheese by a mile.
Mickey Mouse, not so much.
There's some stuff in Mickey Mouse's background.
Hot diggity dog.
But I feel like Brad Sham has evolved to a point where he's kind of like a modern social media influencer just doing a stream from his living room. And it happens to be the Brad Sham booth at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. I don't disagree at all. That was a nice little table setting there for Thanksgiving. And I'm sure everybody was walking around more grateful because of it.
Oh, my
gosh. Appreciate the reminder.
It made the day even better. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, what a just a glorious Thanksgiving it was.
I mean, Walchuk said it was the greatest Thanksgiving spread he's ever been a part of.
It was.
He said the spread that they had in-laws, family.
Yes.
No, not at AT&T Stadium. No,
AT&T spread is fantastic, but I went to my sister-in-law's family.
Oh, okay. Broadus couldn't get enough of the Legends Hospitality Thanksgiving in an egg roll,
man, so
which
they,
I know is Walchuk's favorite.
Dang,
you put something
you
in an egg roll. Yeah, drop a deuce in an egg roll and watch Walchuk tear
like
it up.
Could be
Thanksgiving
amazing.
In an egg roll. Broadus couldn't really stop good. Just shoveling them into his face.
Oh,
yeah, they were really good. I mean, at big time egg rolls. I mean,
are they big?
I was trying to figure out. He couldn't figure out what his favorite part was. There was so much inside of it. He was like, I don't even know what the best is.
Was the mac and cheese in there?
It was, they had like stuffing, turkey, some type of beans was in there. I mean, it was good.
Cranberry?
Yeah, cranberry.
A little cranberry in there.
It was good.
Yeah. A little turkey gravy to dip it in.
The beans might have ruined this.
Yeah, it was.
Well, don't tell that to Broadus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't tell it to me.
No, I'm happy you guys, well, actually, I'm sad that you missed out on the Tyson chicken nuggets. That's what they brought us last year. And in fact, they brought countless amounts because Babe loves them so much.
Yeah, he does love his frozen nuggets.
And I was
nuggets.
Really hoping that Eric could enjoy those Tyson nuggets.
We did in the preseason, and they were good.
They were delicious. Let's get to Tyler Guyton, who's not going to play on Thursday,
nope.
Says the gold phone of one Brian Broaddus.
Mm-hmm.
But the boot, oh, the boot that he was wearing, Brad.
There will be no Tyler Guyton today, a high ankle sprain, and wearing the biggest boot on his ankle I have ever seen in my life. I had an apartment once that wasn't as big as the boot on his ankle.
Bobby Belt still has an apartment that's not as big as the boot on that Guyton ankle.
Well, one day.
It's like,
one day
he'll get a house. How big is that boot, man? What size shoe is Tyler Guyton?
Probably 19.
I mean, how would it be bigger than a Tyron Smith boot, which I know we've all seen?
Let me see if I can find out. You want to know his shoe size?
Yeah, what's his shoe size?
Is this a Bucky question?
Yeah, I was going to ask Bucky. Yep. I was going to ask Bucky.
All right, well, you do that. Here's Brad Sham.
We need this. We need help with this.
Brad Sham's talking about CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee?
Lamb was answering questions from reporters the other day, and, you know, what happened? The drops. He dropped all the balls, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, he said, well, we all know what the problem is. I got to catch the bleeping ball. But he didn't say bleeping, and he was correct.
Simple coaching point.
Right?
Golly, he was so dialed.
He was.
I needed that.
I love to see it because I was, yeah. You know, I wasn't overly concerned, but you didn't want another bad game. And then now this is really a thing, and maybe it's in his head.
Getting in his head.
He bounced back in a big way. It was very much needed.
It'll be a huge talking point anytime they play the Eagles moving forward.
Now he's going to have to make sure that doesn't become a thing, and we'll see him in the playoffs.
And next time Shoddy tells you somebody's going to get a lot of footballs, bet the over. Just go with it.
That's a good point. Make sure you play him in fantasy. All right, Mr. Loffenberg.
Excuse me, Mr. Loffenberg?
Yes, sir.
Is it not fourth down and four at midfield?
It is. Where's Anger? Brian Anger? Where's
do we not punt under these circumstances, sir? Oh, Mr. Loffenberg. Mr. Loffenberg.
I'm telling you, man. He just goes free Willy style.
He's giddy, man. I think it was the turkey.
Yeah, there was some. Maybe it was the egg rolls.
Maybe it was the egg rolls.
But there was something in there that got him fired up.
You saw the Thanksgiving spread for the first time because usually you dip out of there.
Yeah.
They do a good job.
Phenomenal job.
If you got to spend Thanksgiving at AT&T Stadium, there's probably no better place to be working at.
And I liked it this time because they had the horseradish at the cutting station.
Eric
the carving
had three
station.
Plates.
Oh, the horseradish is key.
It
is
so key. No, I went with the turkey and the roasted ribeye deal.
Okay.
And then they had the turkey? No, they had like a little seafood sandwich.
Yeah,
thing.
He had like it was almost like a lobster roll.
Like a shrimp roll.
Had that before. I've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty dang
good.
Like a
shrimp cocktail in a bun.
And the mashed potatoes were out of this world.
Mashed potatoes are good. The mac and cheese is great there. But this, the spread that I went to, it was two different kinds of turkey. It was the smoked and then one with like a garlic buttery.
Injected?
Yeah, it was moist as hell. And they did brisket.
Oh, my goodness.
So, plus
they won.
All your traditional sides. And the mac and cheese was delish. Two different kinds of stuffing because they did a cornbread gluten-free stuffing, which, spoiler alert, better than the other stuffing.
Huh.
I don't believe you.
It was. I didn't even know that was the gluten-free
one. I'm marking B on the Scantron for
false.
The other
one was the gluten-free.
Me too.
Yep. Guys, you'd be blown away.
How was the Dawson spatchcock?
It was one of the worst turkeys I've ever made.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
felt like you were leaking confidence on Tuesday.
Well?
I think what ended up getting me is I didn't brine it. I got the brine, but I said, you know what? I'll be fine without the brine. I don't want to find the bucket and fill it up with water and I'll do all that whole thing. So I opened up the skin. I put plenty of rub down in there. I put some SPG down in there. I thought it was, but it was the most bland, flavorless bird I've ever had.
If you're going to do that, if you're not going to brine that thing, you need to go butter. Under the skin.
I injected it.
Oh,
I don't know what happened. Maybe it all drained out before it could work its magic.
Yeah. But you were surrounded by family. And Trayvon Boykin respects
that. Did everybody
that.
Else say that your turkey was not very good?
Nobody else said that. No. They all thought it, though.
But did you have a bunch of it left over, and that's how you could tell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly. It wasn't. But, I mean, the tenderness, the moistness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was all great, you know, because I got the meat probe in there. So I pulled that thing at about 157 when the white meat was there. And like that whole thing, the texture and the moisture and everything was perfect.
But how was the skin, crispy or rubbery?
It was bad.
Okay. Was bad. That was a rubber.
I got a problem.
That was a.
And you're saying the skin's always been the issue.
Like, yeah.
It evaporated. You know,
duck fat. Spray duck fat on it.
It was crispy when I pulled it off, but yeah. Something happens in the resting that just made it all rubbery. I couldn't even chew it.
Did you tent it?
No.
Okay. No.
I'm done. I'm just going to go to Hutchins and get some sliced turkey next year.
Or the Popeyes are out.
Popeyes. That's what we did. We did Popeyes.
Was it awesome?
That's a move
it
right
was
there.
Unbelievably good.
Popeyes is a good one. I've done that before.
That is good.
You just take it home and warm it up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. It makes it easy for you when you're working on the Thanksgiving day.
405 says you got a dry brine, no bucket needed. But
I'll try.
That's a pro. You know what I mean?
You know, I either need to totally give up or dial back in. I feel like I mailed this one. Mailed it in.
I don't blame you.
Can't be doing that on Thanksgiving. Be better.
Who mailed it in? Like, who mailed it in more? You on the mac and cheese or Dawson on the turkey?
I didn't mail it in. I was trying my damnedest, and that's what was disappointing for me is like I actually like did try.
You know what
I
mean?
Like Dawson knows, like, hey, I didn't give my best effort. Like, yeah. I know, like, Dawson knows deep down if he actually gave his best effort, it would have been an edible bird.
Yeah.
Okay? And it would have allowed for everyone to have a nice Thanksgiving. His effort was the question here.
Did the young girls complain?
I show up, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Okay? I'm crotch first. I'm fired up. And then my mac and cheese turns into
soup.
Dog food.
It was bad. It was bad.
What happened?
This was years ago.
Feeding it
I just
overdid
it. It was the portions. I thought the portions are kind of a joke.
Did you cook the noodles too long?
You
made no, it was a portion thing.
Okay.
It was a portion thing.
Yep.
If you like super, super, super creamy, then maybe that would have been for you.
I thought the portions were kind of a joke. That was the end of that mac and cheese.
Yep. Got me.
That was a do-it-yourself.
All right. Back into the booth with Brad and Babe. A holding call so amazing that even Brad could see it.
Holding, offense number 71.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty.
That's the rookie left tackle, Josh Simmons, and they love him, and he's having a really good rookie year. But Babe always says it's easy to play quarterback 200 feet in the air. A, we're more than 200 feet in the air, and B, I could see that. I mean, I could see somebody was holding.
You know why? Because you have progressive lenses.
I do have progressive lenses.
Whatever that means.
Shout out to those lenses.
Is progressive the one where you look down and it zooms in?
Man, I'm trying to think of the ones that shade, that go colors.
Those are transitions.
So it might be you get your reader parts in the bottom of it, though. When you look down, it gives you the... It actually gives you your actual prescription. Never had them before, so I don't know.
Yeah, type of multifocal lenses with no visible lines that gradually combine three prescriptions for distance, intermediate, and near vision into a single seamless lens.
Sounds like a pretty badass lens.
Sounds pretty expensive there, Bradley.
Top dollar.
That's what he needs. I mean, he's using his eyes to work. All right, Chris Jones. He was pretty damn good.
Who?
Now, Chris Jones. Chris Jones. Who?
That's what I just did.
The play against Malik Davis. He got caught upfield. Thank God for that. Immediately, he's like, that was on me. I loved it. I loved watching it. Malik Davis just slipping right past. Boop. Bye-bye. Touchdown. But otherwise, Chris Jones is pretty damn good on Turkey Day. Brad knew it, too.
No doubt.
I mean, they're getting a good rush, and wherever Chris Jones, like, he lines up wherever he wants. Lines up at the hot dog stand. Yeah. And he is a problem wherever he's coming from.
He's a problem. Doesn't matter where he's lining up. Hot dog stand, turkey stand.
He's actually playing significantly better than he was early in the year.
Man, you ought to see the block. We broke it down again of Ajani this morning on our thing with
the Tyler Smith.
The Tyler Smith. No, it was
Booker,
actually
Booker. Where he climbs.
Booker. It was the toss to Turpin. You ought to see the block. And we, like I say, you go on YouTube.
When he, like, at first he doesn't have positioning, and then he's able to redirect.
He worked his arm underneath and it put him in position. Hooked him. It hooked him, yeah.
Yeah, that was Booker's been an absolute.
Don't tell me
incredible.
Coaching doesn't matter.
It does.
Oh, it matters. Even that Malik Davis touchdown run, apparently Clayton Adams said they put that play in like right before the game.
Yep.
Because they saw the way Chris Jones and the defensive tackles with Kansas City will just kind of like slip into a different gap
Shout
or whatever intentionally.
Adams,
and then Hunter Lipke with a nice little block there on Bolton, and bang, there goes Malik Davis.
That's
saving
also
his career.
Hunter Lipke's been blocking this year. I mean, he's improved so much from his rookie season when it comes to that.
Better. Flipping $3 million blocker.
I know you paid for him. Yeah, I know. They've used him one game this year. I don't know why.
It was a hell of a game, though, wasn't it?
It was a good game. Three catches.
Is that the Raiders?
It was the Raiders. And, you know, he's only had three catches or more in a game twice in his entire career.
That Hunter
Stat
Lipke,
of the day.
Oh, he was such a good player. I don't know what they were thinking. Such idiots.
Speaking of idiots, let's go back into the booth.
This is Brian.
Here's Brad Sham giving you some Pat Mahomes analysis.
Mahomes is so good at running, looking slow.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, it's just like, man, how is he? He was evading.
He
evaded
there.
More sacks. It felt like throughout that game, and then it's like maybe he's going to scramble for a first down. Or he's just going to buy time and then find somebody down the field.
I think had he been born fast, like if his dad had been a track player instead of a baseball player, he'd be an amazing running back. It's instincts. It's the shoulder shimmies, the body feints. It's all there for him, just not the speed.
Incredible. All right, the eye in the sky, it don't lie.
Ball's going to be there where they got to move the chains, even though they don't really use
After
the chains.
After assistance from replay, we're moving the ball to the 20-yard line, which is where the foul occurs.
Thank you. Thank you. We approve of your judiciousness.
Don't you wish you had a big eye in the sky to help you with things in your life, Brad? We took a second look, baby.
There's not enough eye wash for the eye in the sky to clean up my messes.
I know you've had a couple beers. I don't think that's a good idea.
I know you've had a couple, okay? Just a couple.
Peak Babel Offenberg right there. All right, now this is a highlight play, and they really appreciated the hit that James Houston laid on this guy.
James Houston.
To the five to Thornton. And he is hauled down and mauled by James Houston. He was hauled down by Span Ford, and as he was going down, James Houston came in and recited to him the names of all of his ancestors.
I guarantee you, he can't recite his own ancestor's name. That was a huge hit by James Houston. Wow.
It was.
Almost went Bob Costas on us there.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh man, I love that Bob Costas clip.
Oh, Bob.
Maybe the meanest thing ever said into a play-by-play microphone.
Goodness gracious. All right, Braden Bay, George Pickens, holy moly, he's done it again.
Because I would think down here, babe, you think down, you want Pickens in the game.
Oh, you want him on that wall.
You need him on that wall.
Let's go.
Just channeling their inner Hixie, huh?
That's beautiful. And when Hixie did that, what did the Rangers do?
Won the World Championship.
Won the games, yeah.
I like what they're doing there. All right, final clip. Game's over. Cowboys win, Cowboys win, Cowboys win. Here's Brad Sham throwing it to the postgame.
Brian Broaddus and Eric Chaplow are standing by with the postgame show.
The Chiafalos.
Broaddus and Eric Chaplow are standing by with the postgame show.
Chiafalo.
I was like, all right.
Eric Chiafalo.
All right, Brad.
Not used to that.
I've heard that one before.
Chiafalo.
That's exactly how my name was said really throughout time. So if you're going to screw it up, that's how you screw it up.
Chiafalo, where are you?
Chiafalo was what was said time and time again.
How many times did you get the Chiafalo?
Is it rare? It wasn't until we got on Bet Nation.
It was so strange. There's like an Eric Chiafalo.
They made it a she in the beginning.
That's weird. I always thought it was with a G. until I saw you on an email.
A lot.
I thought it was Giafalo.
A lot of people think that.
Gio.
I see that all the time. It's a CH.
Well, there it is. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know what I said, but
all right, more of
thanks
that coming up.
Two guys in the
booth. Feed-a-thon.
Hey, by the way, Jess Sims won that vote off on at GBag Nation. Thanks to everybody that voted. You can follow us when you get there, and make sure you do follow at GBag Nation so you never miss an opportunity to vote and determine the GBag of the Day champ. It happens every day at 5:30 there, right before LA Live. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next.
Who can Broadus thank and Ole Miss blame for Lane Kiffin going to LSU next in the nation?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.